DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubba-lubba-dub-dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Not Another Podcast.
Oh, this is Not Another Podcast? Shit.
Don't call out the wrong name.
And I have my other dog barking at me rather than snoring. Hi, I'm Sam.
It gets very sensitive when you call out the wrong podcast name.
It does. I need to really make up for it.
You should tattoo it on your arm.
Not another podcast. No. If you're paying for it.
Just do the initials so then people go, nap. You must really like nap.
Like, yes, I do. As a matter of fact,
I do. I need more hands. Okay.
You're gonna.
There we go.
On your hands.
Yes, that's exactly what I said.
I don't know why you need more hands. Talk about a stranger. But
Okay. I want to talk about a couple of things that One of them is just disgusting and gross, but I feel like I need to share with everyone because that's what I do.
Oh, gosh. Don't worry, people. I will get us on track of what we planned to talk about last week when he's done being gross.
Oh, no. We're going to talk about that first.
Oh, okay. So the gross is the finale.
Yeah, because I want people to understand what it is they'll be getting.
Oh, man.
But I also want to talk about... I want to talk about a Netflix show that I think is amazing and that everyone should watch if they haven't already watched it.
Okay.
But first, we have a Patreon page.
We do. I mean, we had one before, but now we actually, like, worked out what the rewards are going to be.
It took a while because... the thing is we kept forgetting. Like, Bryce set it up. And he set up the page and everything, and he came to us and was like, hey, we've got a Patreon page. And we were all like, great, this would be a great way to offset the cost of doing the podcast. We've talked a little about this before. It's expensive to run this podcast. I think it's expensive to run any podcast because getting the URL is like nothing. It's like $12 and you own it for infinity. But the hosting and all of the other bullshit is expensive. Or it can be. If you're stupid like me and you just go to one hosting and you don't do your research, it can be really expensive.
Yeah.
If you're also dumb like me and you don't know how to transfer stuff over to another hosting and said hosting has no technical support and you end up going back to the original hosting where they proceed to rape you over a hot fire, it's really expensive. And not just monetarily.
Yeah.
It will eat your soul.
It doesn't give us analytics. It doesn't give us any sort of idea.
Exactly.
As to how we're doing, what we're doing. And that's really hard if you want to grow. And I think there's been a bit of a shift on this podcast is like, hey, yes, this is for fun. Yes, this is primarily hobby. But, you know, we want to grow enough to be able to continue doing it and not. I don't want to say not be. It's not a drain on a little bit of a drain on the resources, I guess. I mean, we enjoy it. We want to keep doing it.
Yeah.
But
and not
cool.
to not to play the martyr or anything, but
yeah.
This podcast is mine and Bryce's. We created it, but all of the costs have come out of my pocket. I've never asked any of the participants to help me out. that I've taken the responsibility on myself. But the fact is that over the last few years, every year when I have to renew the podcast, it gets more and more expensive. Mm-hmm. And it's fine. I haven't complained because I love doing the podcast. I love getting a chance to sit down with my friends once a week and just bullshitting, catching up, making each other laugh. We're talking about whatever's bothering us at the time. But and I've always said if we were to somehow make money off this podcast, I would only want to make enough so the podcast would pay for it itself.
Mm-hmm.
Greedy.
Yep.
Said the wise man who just showed up like Voldemort.
Like a ghost in the night.
Say my name, motherfucker. Say my name.
Big Joe? Little Joe.
Oh. Little Joe, well, if only I had his money and talent. And he's Irish, too, for some reason. We all here on the island of misfit comedians.
Ladies and gentlemen, the comedy stylings of Big Joe.
Big Joe. Wow. That had all the warmth of a moist hug.
Why would a hug? Yeah. Is it just a very sweaty person, or did they just fall in a lake?
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B, if you know what I mean.
All right. So okay. Steamy.
It's the lake. Maybe it's my overactive gland, Samantha. You don't know. That's why I'm a man of mystery.
We've barely started the show, and already I'm thinking moist hug is going to take the
time. I went to boot camp with a guy who had like overactive sweat glands. And so when we like work out and stuff, it's a little small. And it's so – he would be so embarrassed, but we're like –
He's a big guy too.
It's a medical condition. Like, it's not a big deal. And he ended up marrying one of my friends, and they have, like, three kids. So it's all good.
Oh. Three moist little squatlings.
Yep, exactly. Just walking around, leaving a trail.
Was he a big guy when you guys were in camp?
No, he's a little guy.
Huh. He just sweated up.
With kind of a pencil mustache. So that didn't help the situation, but super nice.
He was in camp looking like John Waters?
Kind of, yeah. A little thicker, though. A little thicker than on the mustache than John Waters.
What kind of camp? I mean, he didn't have facial hair. If you have camp, if you've got facial hair and you're at camp, you should not be one of the kids. You should be a counselor, I think.
No. This is boot camp, military.
Oh. Wow.
Boy, that was taking a turn for the creepy there.
He was 12 and he had a mustache.
Yeah, but it was a hard 12 that he lived. Get that 1,000-yard stare. It's like, how are you 12? You've already been deployed 3 times.
Yeah, his cigarettes had no filters and he drank Bacardi straight.
Oof. Yeah, that's the expressway to a bad decision.
Anyway, away from the moist hugging.
Which is not a bad band name, I would say.
No, it's definitely a good one.
You never pull away from a moist hug. You sort of slide off a moist hug.
You escape it, yeah. You escape it if you can, else do we like digest it slowly over 1,000 years of the Sarlacc.
Just disgusting.
Well, what's the worst hug you remember either receiving or giving?
Ooh.
You know, I think any hug that lingers too long, yeah. like there's an optimum time for a hug, and I think it depends on the level that your relationship with said person is at. Like, if it's with someone you're in a relationship, i.e. having sex with or something, a hug can never really go on too long. But if it's, say, like, well, no, your
it's
uncle...
It's a fine line between hugging somebody and holding somebody down.
That's like my joke.
Yeah.
But I think there definitely is, like, and I don't know that you can really quantify the amount of time, but there does come a moment where it's like, okay, this hug has gone on a little too long, Uncle Dave.
Yeah.
And also, can you get your hand off my ass?
And he's an uncle, too. Nice.
I think one of the most, like, maybe awkward hugs, it's not even that it's awkward. It was just, it was really sweet, but, like, I can make fun of her now because it's years later. When mm-hmm. I left for boot camp,
yeah.
One of my best friends, you know, her, my mom, and a few other friends came out to dinner for the last night before I shipped off. And I had to go back to the hotel, which is where they're going to wake us up from and shove us on a bus and take us away. Great, now the dogs are chasing each other. She started just wailing, crying.
Oh, jeez.
And she was clinging on to me, like, and just, like, sobbing. And I was like,
End of Titanic, like, never let go, Jack, kind of sobbing.
Yes, oh, well, we do that when we hug each other. We see each other because as teenagers, we were Dane Cook fans because who wasn't in the mid to late 90s?
True.
Okay, don't judge me.
No judgment. I was there with
Yeah, he does that bit with the you don't want to shake hands in church with the sweaty guy or whatever. He's like, do not let go of me. You do not let go. So when we see each other, we will hug each other really tight and say, you do not let go of me. that's the shit you do when you're friends with someone for over 20 years. But it was just sobbing all over and just, it was a little weird.
Jeez.
It was so sweet, but weird.
I had a bad hug that I gave, actually. I was the giver of said bad hug.
See, I think it's bad when you receive a uncomfortable hug, but when you're the one giving it, yeah. And on top of it, you're aware.
I was just going to ask, were you aware or unaware that it was a bad hug?
It was like.
Were you told after the fact?
As I was doing it, I'm like, well, I was like kind of looking at my arms, like, why are we doing this? I thought we were all on the same team, same body, same team. What is this? Oh, I guess we're hugging now. And it was really awkward too. So, this was back, in Portland when I was living out there. And, it was after my relationship was over with the one woman. And I started a new job, and there was a girl at the job that I was kind of chatting up a little bit, and things were kind of like moving towards, you know, starting to go out and starting a relationship kind of a thing. It was moving past like the casual acquaintance at work, past the friend at work, past, you know, it was getting close to that whole point. And so I was at the store with the ex. Because I forget what the fucking reason was. So it was some weird reason why I was there with her. But we go around a corner, an aisle into the frozen food section. And it's like the only other person in that aisle was this girl that I was talking to at work. And I immediately went into, oh, hey, so... this is not awkward at all. And it's like, as I was introducing my ex, I was hugging the girl. It's just like, this is Sarah. And it's like, and I just, yeah. And it was, oh, it was bad. And like, the look on her face was one of like, okay, this is just, I've never seen someone more perplexed at a hug before. Because it's like, if a stranger hugs you, you at least are like, well, whatever. You get like that obligatory kind of pat on the back to be like, yeah, whatever, it's fine. But this was just sort of like she didn't know what arms did or why fingers were. Like it was just, it was bad. This is back when I was drinking too. So my decision making process was considerably skewed. Needless to say. So yeah, that was my awkward hug.
Gross.
Thank you. Not an uncommon response.
Oh gosh. Okay, so James, do you have a hug story, or should we go back to social media?
You know, I honestly can't. You know, I will describe the absolute worst hug ever that I've received, and this just jumped into my memory. So,
Fred Durst, fucking Limp Bizkit.
No, this is horrible. This story is going to make you sick. So,
okay.
I just turned 19 the day before. I had been dating this girl for like 2 years, and she calls me up. She disappears on my birthday. Doesn't call, doesn't anything. So I'm like, that's weird.
The one person I'd really like to spend my birthday with.
And so she calls me. Later in the evening, her parents called my house looking for her. Like, she had literally disappeared. Turns out she had gone to this big all-day concert festival at, I believe, Oaks Park or something, and didn't come home when they were supposed to. So she got in a bunch of trouble, but she called me that night to tell me, out of the blue, that she thought we should see other people. We weren't fighting. We weren't having any problems or anything. It just out of the blue. And I was like, you do know what day it is, right?
Shit.
So the next day, I'm not happy with this. Yeah, no. So the next day I go over to her house because I'm really not happy. And the way the conversation ended left everything ambiguous. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't want this hanging over. Yesterday sucked. I need to get this dealt with. So I go over to her house, mm-hmm. and we sit down in her bedroom, and I'm like, look, I don't want to see other people. I'm with you. I love you. So we need to figure out what's going on here. And she's like, well, then I really don't want to stop seeing you, but I really want to see other people too. And I'm like, well, you can't have it both ways. So yeah. If that's what you want, then go see other people. I'm out. So I stand up, and my heart is just shattered in 1,000 pieces. And I stand up and I go to leave, and she gets up and she hugs me. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. She tries to kiss me.
Ooh.
And I'm like, no, it ain't happening. We just broke up.
Nicely done, though, James.
And I walked out and was miserable for about a year. So, yeah, worst hug I ever got.
I just imagine the conversation from Oaks Park being like, so you know how there's, like, when you go to Oaks Park?
Yeah.
How, like, there's all these people there?
Yeah.
Different people? Yeah, I guess. And you see different people?
Wow, it's like you were there on the phone call.
where are you going with this whole thing? I just think we should see other people. Like, do you want to date a carny? Like, what the fuck do you want?
Oh, Jim, here's the kicker, though. You'll love the irony of this.
Yeah.
So we break up, and she immediately hooks up with a guy that she had hooked up with at Oaks Park. The reason she wanted to see other people was because she met this guy who was just whatever. Real winner. Turns out, this guy looked almost exactly like me.
Oh, my God.
All of our mutual friends were telling me, no, dude, she's dating you. It's just not you.
Yeah, that was weird.
That's disturbing.
Well, because, you at least would know that you're prettier than the other guy. You know? Or bigger or something, but it's like, if it's a lateral move, it's like, so you're just a bitch. Like, there's no redeemable quality from this. Like, I understand sometimes relationships fall apart, but no, that's just a dick move. Like, I like this James because he's closer. Like, fuck you.
So, that's my horrible hug story.
Oh, man. But you know what? I got to give you props, James, because, you know, it took a man to deny the kiss. That's a baller move right there. That's a straight baller move to be like, no, fuck your kiss. I'm done. I don't need your pity kiss.
You can kiss my ass when I turn around.
You know, it's nice to put it in that context, but sincerely, that's not what I was thinking at the time. It was just like, she made the move to kiss me, and I was like, no, we just broke up. You don't kiss your ex.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... sometimes you do. It's...
Ooh.
Andy got a story. Is there a Sammy story?
Please share when you kiss your ex.
Well, you know, sometimes.
It's also in boot camp.
Late at night, and you're bored, he's bored. I don't know. Right? My current boyfriend is on the stairs just staring at me. Like, oh, what is this story?
She's like, what kind of a hole have I just dug for myself?
He's perfectly comfortable with the fact that I have a past, as I am that he does.
You know, that's also... It's interesting that we told that story because that is hands down the worst breakup I've ever had, too.
Yeah.
So I got to know from both of you, what is the worst breakup you've ever had?
Oh, shit, Smith, you go first because I can't. Oh, girl, I got tail to tell.
So we've completely derailed from what we wanted to talk about. Okay, so.
We'll get back to it. We'll swing around. We still got half an hour left.
I just
want to
talk about social media. I don't
want to bring
it up.
Fucking Jim, it's my fault.
Guys, we have a Patreon, okay? Donate so I can stop crying.
Subscribe to our Patreon and you'll get Samantha's bad breakup story.
Not that it's not on there.
It's level 4.
The non-existent level. Super secret level that costs $1 million a month. So,
level 5, Samantha will break up with someone for you.
Level 10.
My best friend would love to do something like that.
Level 10, Samantha will break up with you.
Yeah.
And then when you get bored, she'll kiss you.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, you know, sometimes when you're overseas and there's not a lot going on, you know, whatever. But anyway.
Not a lot going on.
So, anyway.
Boy, she really sets a romantic mood, doesn't she?
I'm the most romantic person ever, thank you.
She's desperately trying to find the exit in this parking lot of conversation.
You know what I gave Ryan for Thanksgiving, oh my gosh, for Valentine's. Yeah, I'm so romantic. Every holiday is the exact same thing.
Turkey and sleep.
He deserves turkey and sleep. windshield wiper and scraper. It's like a super cool one that extends because he has a truck. And because I'm cool and thoughtful and I'm like, I give practical gifts only. So I'm going to stop babbling now.
No, it's fine.
All my exes suck. Which is why I'm not with them anymore.
Well, you know, I had a
stalker that I had to avoid, a psychopath that I had to have a restraining order against. I had someone I had to leave a state and move away from.
I know that one! I heard all about that one.
Yeah, and then he asked me to come back to him, and I was like, well, what's going to change? Exact quote. Nothing. It'll be the exact same relationship, only with a 5-month reset. No thank you, dickwad. Bye.
So, but I got all these new diseases I want to share.
Yeah, probably. Yes, and he was an alcoholic psycho, so, you know, super good fun times.
So few of us left.
Yeah. The winner, the real winners. Doing God's work.
See, I was usually the breakup E. I was usually the one getting broken up with. I had this one girl that I was dating in high school. It was freshman year. And I knew her from the year before because our elementary schools had sort of merged together like the most disappointing Voltron ever. yeah, with the three Catholic elementary schools come together to form a resurrection. It's like, not quite. So anyway, I met this girl that year, and she seemed pretty cool, a little, like, you know, a little dangerous. Like, she smoked cigarettes, you know. Mm-hmm. She swore, like, she was a little dangerous.
Did she wear a leather jacket and have a switchblade comb in her pocket?
I don't know about the switchblade comb, but she did have a leather. And I had given her a ride home in my car. Nothing sexual, but I had given her my Reliant K, my grandma car, that was unsafe at any fucking speed. I was taking her home, and we started dating, you know, and we made out a couple of times. And the job I was working, we were dating for a couple of months, and things were getting a little serious. And my job got somebody got laid off, so we were shorthanded. And so for a week and a half, I had to work double shifts. So it was like all day, and I'd come home and I'd have one day off, and I would mostly just sleep. But I called her every day, and, like, you know, just sort of to keep tabs with her. And so when things finally slowed down, I kept being like, you know, hey, let's go hang out. And she'd be like, okay, we make plans, and then she'd always cancel. So I'm just like, so what's the deal? And she's like, oh, well, you know, we're not going out anymore, right? And I'm just like, I tried to play that. Like, really? No. This was.
I'm sorry, I did not get that memo.
Yeah, sorry, that TPS report did not meet my desk at any point in time. And she's just like, well, you know, I just figured, you know, you didn't want to spend any time with me. And I'm like, it wasn't that I didn't want to spend time. I was working my ass off. Like, you know, I was busting my hump. I told you where I was every day. It wasn't like, I was super happy. I'd come home every night and I'd smell like, you know, fish fillets and French fries. And, but she's like, yeah, I just started seeing this person while you were working, and like things have really started taking off. And I'm like, it's been a week and a half. Like, the plane's barely left, like, 200 feet.
The body's not even cold.
If you jumped out of the plane, you'd survive. Like, it's not that far off the goddamn ground. Come to find out, this particular gal was looking for someone to get her pregnant because, in her mind, and this is a direct quote, having a kid is easier than high school.
Okay.
Yeah. So okay. I didn't see her for a little bit, and the next time I did, she was pregnant. So the next guy got that job taken, and I dodged a bullet. So that was at least, you know, but still, like, to be like, you know we're not going out anymore. And I was just like, sorry, what? No. Like, you don't get to play that bullshit. So yeah, I had a girl that basically dated all of my friends. And the whole time I'm just like, dude, you can't date her. She dated Mike or whatever. And I'm like, she's just going to fuck you over like she did, you know, so-and-so.
She was just looking for the right donor.
Well, I mean, I don't know, but she basically went through. I don't know if it was just like a bet with her friends to see if she could do it. But she dated each one of us.
Mm.
And she came to me and I was just like, she's like, I think you're kind of cute. You know, you want to come over sometime or whatever and, you know, listen to music or whatever. Listen to the radio. How old are we? Listen to the new, you know, Opie and Anthony, or whatever. Little Orphan Annie radio series.
We just got a new transistor radio.
Yeah, but I fell for it. I was like, yeah, sure. And, like, we didn't make it 24 hours. She dumped me before, like, the sun had done a full rotation around the Earth. So some of the guys she like, strung along for, like, a week or two. You know, and they got to at least make out with her. Like, I didn't even get a date. I got, like, a few hour window of, like, yeah, I wouldn't say he's not my boyfriend to, like, yeah, it's just not working out. I'm like, what? There was nothing. So.
You were her boyfriend until it was dinner time.
That's your dinner time boyfriend.
And drank your tears.
My sorrow is her dessert.
That is the sweetest part.
Oh, man. I did have a really awkward relationship that lasted all of about a week.
Yeah. What was his name?
Jim, if you must know.
Jim?
Jim. No, it was high school, and my sister had this friend who thought I was really cute, so my sister kind of played matchmaker. And we started dating, but we didn't get to spend time with each other. So it was mostly phone calls. But we were like arranging to have this meet. Now, here's the thing. Her brother was in my class, and she was like the only girl in a family of like five brothers.
Yeah.
They were all older than her. So I knew her brothers. I wasn't like friends with them. I just knew of them. So the first day we're dating, I go into school and I go to my usual spot. None of my friends are there yet, so I'm the first one there.
Yeah.
And out of the blue, her brother comes in and sits next to me. We've never spoken. Nothing. And he
was
just
the second most awkward hug?
If there would have been a hug, there would have been something. But this guy sits down across from me, and after a seriously long, awkward pause, he finally looks at me and goes, "Do you do drugs?" And my first response, which I completely bit down on, and I'm so glad that I did, but my first response was, "Why, do you deal?" But I didn't. I held it off,
man,
because I knew the moment he walked in, I knew what this was about. This was the big brother chesting up. You hurt my sister, that sort of thing. So I basically looked at him and said, "Look, what I do is my own personal business. But since I know what you're here for, no, I don't do drugs." And so. I basically told him, it's like, look, the relationship I have with your sister is between her and I. And I get that you're concerned about her. You should be. That's what good brothers do. But she's old enough to take care of herself. You don't have to worry about her. So he kind of...
Don't worry.
I met her in a very reputable gangbang.
There's another contender. Very reputable gangbang.
Jim comes on, he just knocks titles out of the park. But yeah, not long after, like 3 or 4 days after that, she broke up with me. Years later, my sister comes and tells me that she had ran into her, and they were talking, and she told my sister her biggest regret was breaking up with me.
Wow.
I was like, I'll take it.
Nah, winner!
I'm someone's regret.
I've never been anyone's regret in that way. It's fair usually enough. The other fair way. Enough. Like, I should never have dated him.
Yeah.
No, I like to think that I was a fairly decent boyfriend to all the people I dated. So I kind of hope that maybe there's some regret with all of them. I know I have some with girls I dated.
Yeah.
Have I ever told you guys about the whole army guy story?
Was this hot black guy, hot British guy, or...
No, hot army guy.
Okay.
Of indeterminate ethnicity.
He was white. We went to high school. We went to school together. I moved to that school in third grade. Did I tell you guys about that?
No.
Whole scenario? Okay. It's a long story, so I don't want to get into the whole thing now, but if you guys want to hear it, we'll have to...
We'll record it, and you can buy it on Patreon.
No, we'll schedule it for another one, but that is a whole long trauma. Dramatic, emotionally dramatic story. So I can get into that whole thing if you guys want me to at some other point, but it's just too long to get into now. We're already halfway through our time.
Yeah, let's shoot for next week because I want Danny here to hear this.
Danny likes my pain.
Danny just likes pain.
He is a pain.
True.
I'm Danny. I can't be here because I'm an adult. Meh.
Meh.
Screwed doing my taxes. Meh. All right, so what did you guys want to talk about?
Should we swing back around to Patreon?
Hey, guys, there's a Patreon out there with our name on name on it. Well, I was talking about Patreon for It's All Been Done Presents, and I was telling you guys, like, hey, on the, you know, outside of our episodes, that hey, I think we should think about putting together a Patreon. And you guys were like, yeah, that'd be really cool. And then I found out they were going to change some of the rules, and that if, as long as you signed up before this certain cutoff date, and it was that night, it was that like midnight that day that we recorded, wow, that you are grandfathered in to the old, to like all the old rates, all the old rules. And I was like, oh my gosh. And the Bryce is like, I'll sign up now. Bam, 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 boom, we have a Patreon. So we've had it for probably a few months now. But, you know, we all have hectic schedules. We all have separate, you know, full-time jobs outside of this. And
we all have lives of some sort.
I mean, I don't want one. That's why I need Patreon donors.
I need to suckle off your teats.
Yes. No, but I mean, we're all creatives. It's nice when someone enjoys what you do. So that's, I mean, that's why you have a Patreon, because people can show their appreciation and we can say thank you, which is one of our tears.
nice segue.
Not like tears out of our eyes, but like tears of a cake. So we finally buckled down and decided what our tiers were going to be, what we're going to charge, what we're hoping that people would like and want. So I don't know. Did you want me to keep talking, or James, did you want to go over tier number one?
Well,
which is only $1 a month.
So
How about this? Because
for $1 a month.
Well, oh, wait, Jim, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, because I'm sort of, not official member of the show, kind of like recurring character.
Oh, I'm sorry, my friend. You are an official member.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, then. So for this particular improv sketch, I will pretend to be someone that is just like a listener that wishes to partake in your tears, and that way you can describe them each in detail, and I'll ask leading questions. How's that?
Sounds good. Listener we've never talked to before. How are you doing today?
Person we've never met.
First time listener.
James, show them. Tell them what we've got.
So,
I hear you guys have a Patreon. What does that entail exactly?
We do have a Patreon. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
So, tier one, which is the cheapest tier, it's just $1 a month. And what we'll do is, at the end of the episode, we will give you a shout out. We'll say, hey, thanks, Jim, for giving us a dollar this month. We really appreciate you and hope you continue to enjoy our show. Not only that, but we'll list your name on our website in that episode.
So, okay, we'll stop you right there. So $1 a month, that's tier one. That's bottom tier. And you put out how many shows a month?
We put out generally 4 shows a month.
So that's 25 cents a show.
Yep. Five if you count Homestead.
Oh, yeah. Boom. Yep.
On occasion, it's 20 cents a show. And you're throwing, you know, some coinage towards the extras, like the home front. So me as the listener, if I'm tuning in and I'm listening week after week and enjoying what you're putting out, I'd be like some kind of scumbag if I didn't just at least give you $1 a month as a tier one. So, okay, say tier two is more my taste. What is it that I would get, say, for a tier two subscription?
Samantha?
So tier two is a little bit more fun. You get tier one as well with that. Tier two is only $2 a month. So we'll start you out again with a special thanks during the show and a listing of your name on our website that you are a donor. And the other perks, you also get early show release. So you'll get our new episodes early than everyone else. So you'll be able to hear them first. And the last thing you get at $2 a month are coloring book pages of us, the cast members. Sent
really?
To you digital. Yeah, that will be digital on the Patreon page released to you monthly.
So Samantha has found this program that will take your pictures and basically just make it into line art so then you can color us in. Which means that's we're all going to have to take a lot more selfies.
Well, so the pictures would change, and they wouldn't just be like a stock James to stock Samantha.
No, I think we'd offer...
Yeah, they would change and rotate.
Yeah, new pictures each month. And Samantha and I discussed last week, when she comes down, arranging some sort of group photo session specifically so we have pictures of as many of the cast as we can together.
So $2 for a whole month of entertainment, the likes of which you can find nowhere else, but only here at Not Another Podcast. I would be able to get my name on the website. I would be able to receive the shows earlier than normal. I would be able, now my effigy that I have of James now could have an actual face that I would get to color in. Not just with like, you know, with straw, but with rage and strawberry red. That's my kind of my favorite color. It looks like blood, but it also could look like the sunset, depending on how you use it. So for $2, exactly. So for $2 a month, that seems like very reasonable. But you know, say I got a little bit more money kicking around that I could throw. What would be the next tier up from there?
James.
Let me look because I can't remember.
Okay, I have it. Up
oh, do you? Oh, thank goodness, because
I have it up here. I just wanted you to do it because my dogs are playing and being loud.
Tier three, you get to play with Samantha's dogs.
Friendly, obedient, slightly bloodthirsty. They'll hunt you for sport. Samantha will send you the location that you must get to in order to have her relinquish her dogs from you. But it's fun. It gets you some exercise. Secret tier.
I will go John Wick on someone if you come touch my dogs.
Well, no, they would be hunted, like kind of like Ice-T in Surviving the Game.
No, I.
Are you familiar?
Not a clue.
Oh, really? Because Gary Busey, Rutger Hauer, the guy that played Rock on that TV show Rock, they play these rich dudes that convince Ice-T, who's a homeless guy, to come have fun at their cabin for the weekend. They ply him with liquor and everything he wants. But then he wakes up the next morning and they're all like, you know, they're going hunting, but he doesn't know for what. Turns out it's for iced tea. And then, you know, so that would be a tier on the Patreon where if you give a certain amount of money per month, one day you'll go to work as per normal. You'll black out, something in your food or your water. We won't tell you how, but you'll pass out, you'll wake up, you'll be a little disoriented, but there'll be a little video you can watch. And again, we'll describe how you get to survive the game, should you be able to do so. Again, very excited. I'm very excited about this level of the Patreon.
Very exclusive, very secret. But before we get into secret tiers, we have tier three,
mm-hmm.
which, like you said, Jim, if you have a little bit more money in your pocket that you'd like to support us with, at $5 a month, you get everything that's in the first tier, everything that's in the second tier, and you get a monthly vlog from the podcasters. So every month you're going to get a new vlog from our cast.
So basically we'll take time once a month. One of us will take time and we will record sort of a behind the scenes or give you just a taste of what goes on in our day-to-day lives. And we'll send it to you. So this could be anything from Samantha driving to the grocery store to all the way up to recordings of Homestead.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Like, I like that a lot, actually.
Maybe Danny will record some stuff and teach you how to play the guitar. Maybe Bryce will give you his political views. Maybe Jim will send you a video where he just tells a story, one of his many fascinating tales of his life. That could be yours for just $5 a month.
$5 a month. That's a dollar show. But I feel at that tier, at level three, you go from just being a passive listener to being really a solid supporter of the show and really get that inside feel as to what it takes to go into putting together a podcast. Because it does take a lot of nuts and bolts and just the general assembly of everything. So this will allow you to peek behind the curtain, to get a better feel, not just for us as podcasters, but for people just like you.
Exactly. And we've talked about possible other levels in the future. We're not quite ready to pull the trigger on those yet. We want to see how these first three tiers go. And then we'll discuss those at a later time. But we've got some really good ideas for bonuses and things like that.
But so what it comes down to is like comfort level with the commitment of every person.
Now, a couple quick questions here. I'm a busy guy. You know, life kind of gets in the way at times. I like the idea of being able to be supportive. But I'm afraid that maybe there might be a month or two where I might forget. Is there a way that I could just pay the whole month in advance? Is there a way that I could just make a donation if that's all I really wanted to do, is just send like a lump sum and do it that way? Is that a possibility?
There are options for one-time payments, but if you are doing, say, $2 a month at our tier two level, you can upgrade or downgrade or cancel at any time. There's a little survey that'll ask you why you canceled. I don't believe
you have to. Because this show is shit.
Don't give them ideas.
Seriously. Who brought them?
If they're listening, they already know.
He just followed me here. I don't know.
Never feed a podcaster.
Never feed a
That's just good advice.
There's the name of the episode. Never feed a podcaster. So by becoming a patron, you can end it at any time. And I believe there is an option to do a one-time payment. I think that's something that's newer. All of the above.
It generally makes sense because it's like, okay, if I'm going to throw some money, because again, tax returns are going to be coming back. People are going to have a little bit of extra coin. Why not, if you broke off like a $10, and we're going to throw that for an extra two, you would be able to, you would have that level one tier under your belt.
For a whole year.
For a whole year. If you said like 25, say you got a lot of money back from Uncle Sam. And you're feeling a little embarrassed, you know, maybe your marijuana farm took off. That's great. I don't know if you're into human trafficking. Whatever it is that you do. I'm not judging our audience at all.
But you know our audience so well.
You go from drug addicts all the way down to human traffickers. It's a broad spectrum here at the Rainbow Coalition that is another podcast. But for like $25, for $24, we'll even knock a dollar off. For $24, you're already at tier two. So, I mean, right there. Tax return time. Why not invest that money wisely in people that are just like you and want to bring you some joy all throughout the year? It's that simple.
Samantha, I think when we do the telethon, we hold Jim back for like the end when it's really crunch time where we're trying to get those phones to ring.
No, yeah, for sure.
No, forget that. I want to be God damn it. What was his name? Mike. I didn't want to say Mike Wazowski, but that's fucking Monsters Incorporated. Stanley Spadowski. I want to be Stanley Spadowski from UHF. I'm there from the, we start the telethon.
You're hosting all it all day. You and your mop.
Then I get abducted at some point during the day. That drums up excitement. More attention comes our way. We're generating more revenue, you know, and then I get
rescued. More money to release Jim.
Yeah. I get brought, you know, on the back of a pickup truck, and there's like a karate academy there for some mysterious reason. All this could be yours month to month. All you have to do, invest a little bit financially so that
just $5 a month, and you get to drink from the fire hose!
Fire hose actually not included in actual...
You have to bring your own fire hose.
These are James Robinson are not that of Not Another Podcast. humans in general. We're not sure where this oddball came from, but he's our oddball, goddammit. So yeah. And it's always weird when, you know, you go when you're moving into the stage with a podcast, you know, where you're just like, you want to build it, you want to take it to that next stage.
Yeah.
You know, and this is going to involve you, the listener, you know, to make a small, you know, donation our way so that our slush fund can grow and we can, you know, arm gorillas in foreign lands.
Well, here's the deal. Look, nothing is changing. You can still get this fine quality entertainment for free. We're simply asking that if you enjoy it, help us offset the costs for the web hosting. That's really what we're using this money for.
That's the only goal. Everything gets reinvested back into the podcast.
Yeah.
And by reinvested back into the podcast, does that mean go to covering James's crippling Mahjong addiction? Is that kind of the code?
Jim, you weren't supposed to talk about that.
How else are we going to get him new tiles?
I think we need to take his tiles away. I think it's time that he steps away from the table, steps that he has a problem.
I dare you. I dare you to try and take my tiles. I dare, please.
James, how many more fingers do you have to lose, man? How many more fingers? You already lost your toes.
Nobody needs toes.
The Yakuza has already cut off 11 of your toes. Think about it, man. How much farther is this going to go? How much farther? This is yours, bro.
It'll be fine. So long as they keep thinking Danny is me, everything's good.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
No, it's the guy that girl left you for. That looks kind of like
that just reminds me of Archer when he goes to Vegas and is like, I'm Cyril Figgis. Cyril gets arrested.
I'm not James! That's exactly what James would say.
Shut up, you 11-toed freak.
Well, how many nipples does he have?
Four.
Oh.
Never enough. Never. Well, you told him he's got. They're going to keep looking until they find those other two.
He's got four nipples, but none of them are on his chest.
They're on the inside.
In a jar under his bed. Like.
Well, where do you keep yours?
This keeps the goblins from stealing my dreams.
These are the source of all my power.
So there's one more thing that I updated on our Facebook page that is social media, you know, relevant. If I can take a side step away from nipples for a second.
You can try if I succeed.
We'll go right back to nipples after this. But you know how...
What do you mean?
You know how, like, businesses, companies, and groups have, like, an at handle?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I couldn't get at Not Another Podcast because it was already taken. Nap was already taken. NA Podcast is already taken. So a lot of variations of Not Another Podcast was taken. So I decided to go through some of our more popular episode names.
Oh, no.
Wait, no.
The first one I tried was Unicorn Kittens, but that was already taken. I tried a couple more, but I kind of want you to guess, try to guess what our at handle is for Not Another Podcast.
Please tell me it's...
I don't want it to be.
Please tell me it's Sasquatch Pose.
Oh, no! It's not, because I'm very...
Yes, I took that, thank you. It will stay locked away.
Also, dibs on the band name.
Method?
No.
Good.
So I'll give you a hint. It was an episode around Thanksgiving where I was cooking dinner for the first time.
Oh, I know which one that is. I can't think of the title.
Strata's Revenge?
That would be a good one. No, it's Humane Apple Pie.
Oh, God. So
if you want to show us something on Facebook, to reach Not Another Podcast, our at handle is Humane Apple Pie. So tag away.
With the entirety of our episode title catalog, that's a really good one.
Well, I'm
God, I'm going down the titles now, and I'm looking at, wow, we have some... French toast is the safe word.
That's long, though. You don't want it to be too long.
Yeah, I was trying to pick stuff. I was trying to pick something.
I forgot about holes in Twatson.
Oh, yeah. I thought about that one. If humane apple pie didn't work, I was going to try that one.
The ever classic, Shut Up Danny.
Yep. Isn't there a Fuck You Sam on there, too?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's...
Oh, Sam, you should have just done me.
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 That would have been good.
Menstrata. Nobody else has that. I mean, we, you know, Menstrata exists.
We actually have an episode titled Butt Stuff.
Snuggle Monster.
Not the worst handle, I would say.
Brown That's... Note.
Brown Note.
I feel like this was a gym title. Turductopus?
No, that was mine.
Well done. That's awesome.
Little Badges of Emotional Truth.
Furry Packages and Poochadillas.
When I start my cult... I'm
Poochaladas, gonna give I'm sorry.
Little Badges of Emotional Truth. I'm going to give those out to my cult followers.
This one was definitely a Samantha. This Truth Booger.
Was that mine or was that Danny?
I'm pretty sure that was yours.
Jim, your cult badge is just going to be a little teardrop, and it just says like a little enamel pin that just says truth in it.
Well, they'll be for different truths, but, you know, depending.
Let It Hang.
Blood and Glitter. That was a good episode.
Red Tension.
Right in the side boob.
That sounds like a cautionary tale, Red Tension.
Should it be, and like, should it be Red Wing Tension?
There's no tension if you go for Red Wings, bro.
I feel like this this one was definitely Jim. Stomach Cramps in Seattle. That was followed by Seasons Queefings.
Now that sounds more like
The dumbest show we've ever done.
That was followed by the, what was it, the filthiest show we've ever done?
I feel like I had a hand in both of those.
This one was Danny's. Goes in crying, comes out screaming.
Oh, awkward. Hot and awkward.
This feels like awkward. A big gym one. The sound of Stephen Hawking finishing.
See, people, this is the type of stuff you get when you donate. You can get it early.
Yeah.
$2 a month.
Meat Smith's Revenge. I am the Creepy Clown.
If someone signs up for the $5 Patreon, I will write an erotic tale, and using the software that exists, record it with Stephen Hawking's voice. It'll be an erotic tale that will end with Stephen Hawking's finishing.
Just for just $1 a month, you can get 5 episodes like episode 141, Ejaculous, early.
Ejaculous. There's quality.
At $2 a month. At $2 a month, you can get an episode that has a title something like, His Erection is Confused.
It's something for everyone, really.
Such notable episodes like, Is It a Fart or a Shart?
See, I'm thinking that one step further with Shark Burns. It is exactly what you're thinking.
You'll learn valuable skills like how to weld a stripper pole for children.
And get that such great advice work. Like, try harder, Jim.
Wow, so this, obviously these are during Jim's drinking days. You get the ones when Jim was drunk, like, a lot during recording.
You can even get classics like the first viewing commentary of Willow, in which Bryce and I completely destroyed Jim's childhood.
And it's actually available now through a streaming service that I'm a member of. And I look at it and just like, I can watch Willow. I can't watch.
Aww.
It's like an old friend you find out has herpes. It's like, it's, I don't know if you can hang like you used to.
I'm
not going to throw your scuba outfit again.
How about the fine episode, Fistery in the Rectory?
That's definitely me. That's,
You'll get the utmost of professionalism with episodes like, had a cool title, but forgot it.
Or how about the ever-popular Leaning Tower of Disappointment?
The titles don't do them justice, people. Just take a waltz through the catalog, and you'll see. You'll find out very shortly that hours and hours, days of your life can be lost to Not Another Podcast. Let us be your regret, your biggest regret.
Did we really do a commentary for The Fly? I'm going to have to listen to that.
You can also, travel with us to Europe with such episodes like Hard German.
I don't remember Hard German.
Find out the meaning behind such great titles as Spoiler Cocky.
Or, if you want. Again, you don't have to. You don't have to.
Or Blindfolded for the full experience.
Some of these, again, some of these you should probably steer clear of. Not all of them will be heartwarming. Some of them will be terrifying and life-altering. So, again, take it as prescribed or as you feel comfortable.
This is ominous. A major mistake was made.
Sarlacc's Butt Tequila. What the hell was that?
Sometimes you have to read the description and you're like, I don't even know.
It's
Revenge, M-E-A-T. Jim is a little late to the show today, and Samantha and James are curious as to when it officially becomes stalking. Jim got stalking to work for him. High school romantic failures and the one that got away. That one is number 150.
150 hours.
Oh, buddy.
It could all be yours.
As of right now, we are up to 237 episodes in total.
Mother of God.
Jeez. Gross, then creepy.
Is that a show title? Or just a
yeah, that's a show title. So episode 144 is Gross, Then Creepy. Bryce is out sick, and so Big Jim and James are left to discuss Big Jim's new business venture, James' amazing weight loss, and IT trailer, and all things Stephen King. And what's wrong with America? Why does everyone hate immigration? Imagination!
Yeah, a little bit of column.
Hey, Jim.
Fundamental.
Jim, this goes back a ways, but do you remember Dutch Pennsylvania Jones?
Vaguely.
Big Jim drops in, and together James and Bryce help create a new adventure hero for our time. D.P. Jones, long lost child of Indiana Jones, and the Amish.
Well, because when we were filming Witness, they made t-shirts for like the cast and the crew. Obviously, the Witness merchandising wasn't going to be there about a drama about an Amish kid witnessing a murder. You know, the action figures were not going to be, you know, put into production by Hasbro.
Oh, my God. Episode 45, Iron Maiden is ribbed for her pleasure. We start the new year off with crazy pregnancies, three-hour orgasms, geeky condom ads, PS4 owners are pervs, an amazing barbecue is for sale in Australia, Morrissey is retarded. The best way to get suicidal men off buildings is a good sandwich, and drunk men are really stupid.
Oh my God. Well, see, then there's the opposite of, like, when we get super serious and really insightful, like with episode 161, paging Dr. Dan, love doctor. This episode is all about relationships and the ins and outs. Danny provides some serious insights into the scary world of dating and marriage and being a good partner. You can get that early, $2 a month.
It's
I'm done reading our back catalog.
So like I said, if you want, you can find $2 a month easily.
Check your couch cushions.
Donate. Exactly. It's super snap. There's a myriad of different ways that you could send the money. But really, if you just want to do it all at once and take care of all of 2020 so that you can just kick back, relax, and just let the humor, let the life lessons flow over you, do that too. The options are yours. The entertainment is up to us, and we're here to provide you with the best that we can do.
It can flow over you like the episode Blood and Glitter.
The inside jokes, the character creation, all of that is found nowhere else but here at Not Another Podcast.
Oh, man. One of these days I'm going to have to sit back and actually listen to these old episodes because I forget. We've done so much. We've talked about so much and laughed so much on this podcast. Just looking at the titles, I can't remember what half of these are about.
What is it? I would suggest listening back on them when after you've had the big stroke. Like, the little strokes, you know, you can still, that's fine. The big one, when you can't remember shit, wait for that one and then start listening. Write a note, obviously, because you're not going to remember. But, you know, or get it tattooed on you. Like,
no, I think when Alzheimer's sets in, that would be a good time.
Yeah. Again, write a note, because, you know.
Or I'll just keep listening to the same episode every day.
Like 50 first dates or whatever. Yeah. We try to go on with our lives, but we all have to pretend like we're recording the same episode so as not to disrupt James's delicate psyche.
We just mouth it like a TikTok.
Okay, well, that's it. That's not another Patreon. You can find us there.
Nice.
You can sign up and donate. Please be generous, and we will be generous as a thank you.
Links to it will be on our Facebook page, Not Another Podcast, or you can at us at Humane Apple Pie. So
and do remember this. Samantha did point out earlier, there are a lot of Not Another podcasts out there, but we are actually the original.
The first.
Yes.
Yeah. I did check that recently. I did double check it, but I checked when I originally came up with the title. Before us, there was no Not Another podcast. Since we've been on, there is another Not Another podcast. They stole our name. And unfortunately we just don't have the money to go through copyright and all that stuff. Otherwise,
oh, Patreon, you can help us.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's where you come in. Help us fight the good fight.
See, if you help us so we can retain a lawyer so we can sue these other Not Another podcasts.
We've got enemies just like you. We've got people that we'd love to crush.
Enemies and friends alike.
Emotionally, spiritually.
Think of it this way. This Not Another podcast is America, and the other ones are Al-Qaeda. So ask yourself, why do you hate America?
Yeah, why is that? Huh? Money talks, bullshit walks.
I think I just alienated all of our audience.
Yeah, this went,
all that work we just did to endear them towards the Patreon, you just ruined
it.
Damn it, James!
You
are the walking embodiment of me.
I really am.
There goes that lucrative white supremacy endorsement we were hoping for.
Damn it.
So close.
It worked out so well for everyone else.
Following show brought to you by White Flower Bakery. That's right, White Flower Bakery. White Flower.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Have you ever been to White Flower Bakery?
No.
The owner, Dwight Privilege? I created this character for another show.
Yeah, we'll have to dig that up and have that as a... Maybe that could be a bonus for the $5 tier. We will send you Jim's character, Dwight Power, owner of White Flower Bakery.
Oh my gosh.
White Privilege, owner of White
Bakery. Because James doesn't quite understand how Patreon works.
She's not wrong.
Do stuff. We don't necessarily send you anything. You sign up for Patreon, and then the feed is, like, things are unlocked to you to access on Patreon.
Ooh, fancy.
So, one-stop shop for all of your early podcast needs, coloring book pages, and shout-outs.
Well, and I feel, too, this goes a long way to extending an olive branch, I would say, to all of our, I'd say, hermit listeners that shun society. They don't want to be around a lot of buildings and a lot of other people. They just want to sit in their shacks, write their manifestos, listen to another podcast, so that in the privacy of their own, like, fallout shelter, lair, whatever you want to call it, final solution, whatever it is, you have the ability to access all these things from your phone, from your computer, wherever you are. For a very small, very reasonable thing.
Thank you, Dwight Power.
It's Dwight Privilege, all right? Dwight Privilege. Go from a long line of privilege. you get Dwight started, and this show will go, like, you know, it'll double in length easily. So just leave him wanting more. Dwight Privilege is on the table, though. He's letting you know that right now. You won't give money, right? Not to any kind of horrible cause that I believe in, but like in some very good Americans. You throw it this way. You throw it over towards not another podcast or good people.
We appreciate your insight, Dwight. Thank you so much for joining us. And with that, friends, we bid you a good night.
You do not want, just don't. Just do not do that. That's bad. That was a poor choice on my part.
Regrets immediately.
Leave this part where I'm telling you to cut out the other part so people are like, what the fuck are they talking about? Do that so that there's an air of mystery, but do not air what I just said.
And if you get
the TV,
if you get level 5, we will give you what we cut out.
I did not agree to that. I did not sign any fucking waiver for that. That was just get to auction off my poor decisions.
I'm sorry, buddy, but once you came on board...
All of your rights have been conceded to not another podcast.
Well, and that was the thing I was going to say, too, was like when James first asked me to do their show, I was like, yeah. And then, but beforehand, I was like, let me do some research, let me do some recon, get a feel for what the show's like. And so I type into Google, like, another podcast. I'm like, oh, there it is. Clicked on the first one that I found, and oh, my dear God in heaven. This was the single most boring white Canadian shit. It was like they spent 7 minutes. I timed it. 7 minutes. Well, there's a little counter, but it was. I looked to see how long it was. The 7 minutes where they talked about the weather in Canada. And, well, it's weather in general. There's no one place. Pompeii would be the one place where, like, weather talk a little bit interesting. Canadian weather talk. For 7 minutes that went nowhere. And I'm like, this is horrible. This can't be what. And I realized, oh, there's other non-mother podcasts out there. You got to look for the shiny faces, the three beautiful faces, James, Bryce, and Samantha. Look for them. And then you'll know you're in the right place for some good American podcast.
Yeah, maybe once we get the coloring page thing going, we'll make a new banner with all of our smiley, coloring page faces.
The first three people who color it and send it to us will use those three.
Oh, yeah, we'll make a new banner.
Okay.
out of your artwork.
That I will concede to.
Like you had a choice.
Well,
it's America, just going to be.
I just, we're going to see the illusion that my opinion means something or matters.
That's true. All right.
Well, friends, thank you so much. Please visit our Patreon page, and we'll talk to you all next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.